Let's talk about Haywire's new episode, The Usual Suspects. I love this show. Can I just say I love this show? And they are the only web series that don't even piss me off with a once-a-month release schedule. You know? Like, it doesn't bother me at all. Do I wish it was more often? Yes.
But at the same time, you're kind of like, ooh, wait a
minute. But it makes it kind of a special thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, oh, end of the month. I know what's coming! You know, it's kind of that thing. You're like, wait, the first just happened. Haywire's out!
And this was an interesting episode. I think I liked it more than you did, though.
Yes. But that was also because I was multitasking. So I think I was initially I was catching about every fourth word.
Oh, this episode would have totally screwed you up.
But it's really
if we were only paying attention to every other fourth word.
Yeah, I'll have to rewatch it because initially I was confused and then started watching, like, focused watching, which is horrible to say that, but focused watching after the first maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds. And I was like, well, this is interesting. What the snap's going on here?
Haywire is becoming more like X-Files every week.
Yeah.
Except when X-Files was smart. Before it kind of jumped the shark.
Right about first season through start middle
fourth
of fourth.
Season. About the middle of the fourth season, yeah.
Third was the last good season to me.
I like the way they're using the military, science, and the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, again, comparing it to X-Files, I think it's very, very interesting that's the tack they're taking. It is very X-Files.
Yeah.
To do that government science kind of conspiracy thing going on in the military. But one of the things I want to say about Haywire this week, and that I've said about the show before, but this week really illustrated it, is that I love the fact that the show is smart and does not pull that to talk down to its audience. It's a very smart show, and it does that unapologetically. They just expect their audience to be smart. And that's one thing I think network television, for the most part,
has failed
for a long time and is failing even more spectacularly every season in that they talk down to us and they write down to us and they look down at us rather than expecting the audience to be smart enough to pick up what they're doing. They program for the simpleton.
Right.
Expecting us all to be simpletons when we're not.
No.
You know what I mean? Does that make any sense at all?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we've done it in watching certain things, and watching certain shows, even watching like a couple of new procedurals. I'm like, really? I already know who the killer is in the first 3 seconds. Okay. And on top of that, everything that you're doing would not actually happen. At least in some of the other procedurals I'm watching, it happens. It doesn't happen that fast. But it happens versus, okay, that's interesting.
I can't even watch CSI Miami anymore. It's so stupid. Like, I can't suspend disbelief that much. And with Haywire, I don't have to.
Right.
With the majority of web series, I don't have to. They're not talking down to me.
And Chris, that hurts. That just hurts.
Chris
from Venus Boss said, Snooki is as big a star today as Tim Danson was in his prime.
I refuse to think about that.
But I
love that about Haywire. I mean, it would have been very easy if I wasn't paying attention to it to have this particular episode go right over my head and have absolutely no idea what was happening, what they were saying, what it had to do with the rest of the story. It forced me to pay attention.
Right. Which is why I know I missed out on something.
But it wasn't over my head, and they weren't talking down to me. They also weren't being pretentious.
Right.
And it's a fine balance to strike, and they've done it, and they've done it well. And I really, really like that. So congratulations to Haywire on that. Dude, creepy line at the end. Did you catch military dude's creepy line at the end?
I heard him, but I don't.
You got to go back and watch it, because I'm not going to tell you what it is. But you have to, because it was really...
Mm-hmm.
It was when he said, you only have...
Oh, okay.
So much time
before
that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You got that last little exchange.
Yeah.
was quite something.
I was like,